این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illallah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar.
Issues that you foreign agents are bringing up are nothing but hollow words. And if you do not succumb to the nation's will, the nation will dumb you where you rightfully belong. We should thank all the strata of the society for bringing this victory up to this stage by means of their unanimity. We should all understand that the secret of this victory is the unanimity among Muslims, all of them, the unanimity of the religious minorities with the Muslims, the solidarity of the universities and educational schools, the solidarity of the clergy and the political factions.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum. Imam Khomeini, rahmatullah alayh, in a saying says that people being few in number, but having the spiritual strength and also having cohesion and commitment to Islam and Islamic rulings, will not be led to the weakness. Imam wants to say that Muslims or any freedom seeker in the scene of the earth have to know, have to understand that if they are few in number, they should not be afraid of any other power. If they believe in the absolute power of God, absolute power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is no other power in front of it. He says, if you believe in the spiritual strength, if you have spiritual strength and you have cohesion and commitment to Islam and Islamic teachings, there wouldn't be any weakness. It means that if you get connected to the unlimited power of God, then why should you be afraid of anything else? We have too many cases of this concept in Islam and in the dawn of Islam and in hadith and narrations, that the few number of Muslims is not the reason of defeat. We had the case in the Battle of Badr. The Muslims were 313 people, but they actually defeated the 10,000, some said 12,000, or even some said 20,000 army of the enemy that they were in front of them.
Ya Rabbana salli ala Taha al-Nabi wa alihi sallallahu alayhi.
If you are a few in number, you should not be afraid of anything. The same way had happened in the Islamic Revolution, or even some occasions after that even, in the imposed war by Iraq to Iran, we have seen that all the powers and so-called superpowers, all of them gathered to defeat the Islamic Republic in the imposed war. All of them backed and supported Iraqi system, Iraqi government. But did they reach anywhere? So we see, if we believe in God, if you connected yourself to the unlimited power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is no way for you to get to worry. You have the outcome, you have the victories with you. There is no weakness in you. So it's a matter that if in case you correct your thinking system, you correct your mentality, the power is already with you. And this is the Allah's promise that He says that هو الذي أيدك بنصره وبالمؤمنين وألف بين قلوبهم. This is Allah's promise that He will help you definitely. إن تنصر الله ينصركم. If you help Allah, if you step in the sake of Allah, Allah will help you and He will compensate for you. This is Allah's promise, and there is no lie and there is no breaking of the promise in Allah's words, in Allah's verses. So all in all, Imam again, like always, he says that if you are few in number, but you believe in the unlimited power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you don't have any weakness. You are strong enough and you will be victorious at the end of the day.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Every night and every day, never forget to say, La ilaha.